executioner locked up for life. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. One of the so-called ISIS Beatles who kidnapped Westerners and beheaded several American hostages is headed to America's supermax prison. British national El Shafi El Sheikh sentenced to life today.
This case is nearly unmatched, both in the cruelty of the conduct and the scope of its victimization, with families not only horrifically losing their loved ones, but losing them on an international stage before a shocked public.
U.S. Attorney Jessica Eber credits victims' families for their commitment to the case. The U.S. took the death penalty off the table as part of a deal with Britain for extradition and evidence. New tools for Ukraine's fight against Russia. A senior defense official tells reporters the latest U.S. aid package will include Scan Eagle surveillance drones, mine-resistant vehicles, and howitzers. The federal government warning airlines to do more to help passengers stranded by flight delays and cancellations.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg has written to the 10 largest airlines, telling them the department is contemplating options to enforce expanded rights of airline passengers. The letter urges carriers to ensure they guarantee adequate amenities and services to help passengers with expenses and inconveniences due to delays and cancellations, like meal vouchers for delays of more than 3 hours, and lodging for passengers forced to wait overnight because of disruptions within the carrier's control.
Fox's Jared Halpern. In the first 6 months of this year, nearly one quarter of domestic flights were delayed, 3% canceled. Sheriff's officials in Northern California now say three people were killed when two small planes collided yesterday while trying to land at a rural airport in Watsonville near Monterey Bay. The Santa Cruz Sheriff's Office says the FAA and NTSB are investigating. That city-owned airport does not have a control tower. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
The Washington Supreme Court says judges can award damages in wrongful life cases involving children who require extensive care.
The unanimous decision by Washington State's High Court in the case of an El Salvadoran refugee who became pregnant in Washington in 2011 after a federally funded health clinic mistakenly gave her a flu shot instead of birth control. Months later, she became pregnant. Her child, according to court documents, suffers from birth defects that the government argued has nothing to do with the flu shot, and that it's willing to pay only for pregnancy costs in a so-called wrongful life suit, where a judge in Seattle in 2020 awarded the woman $10 million in damages.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. A gruesome mystery may be solved at Yellowstone National Park. Park officials say part of a foot still in a shoe found in a hot spring this week is believed to be linked to a July 31st death, and that they do not think foul play was involved. However, no other details have been released about the death. An employee found the partial foot in the abyss pool on Tuesday. A man from Maryland says he and his family had spotted a shoe floating sole up in the hot spring last week. An 81-year-old Danish woman under arrest in Poland, accused of carrying drugs while traveling from Africa to Canada, stopped at the airport in Warsaw.
Officials claim she was in possession of heroin worth over $515,000. Authorities say she had packages of the drug weighing 11 pounds found under a false suitcase bottom. Customs officers decided to check the woman's luggage Sunday when they became suspicious of her itinerary and uneasy behavior. She was traveling from Malawi and Kenya through Doha and Warsaw and denied any wrongdoing, saying family members had given her the suitcase with gifts for relatives in Canada. That from the local prosecutor's office. CJ Papa, Fox News.
An hour to the close. The Dow's down 366. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.